we look at the America which seized land from Mexico and practically destroyed the American Indians, we charge genocide. There's almost an endless list of those others, but they are all adds up to the same thing. This nation was built on genocide and racism, and it continued to wage genocide against the people and racism against the people. It waged genocide in many forms, military, political, economic, and culture, against the people of color of our earth. This nation has not only been anti-revolutionary people, but against poor also. This nation's hypocrisy has no limit. This nation has a large credibility gap. I call it lying. I call it lying to the people. It's up to the people today to make your fellow citizens see the other side of America. America say to you, and I say to you, in your great numbers lies great hope. We must move from words to deeds. We must go back to our communities and organize against fascism. When the government and the corporation work together against the people, we the people must take control. We must boycott all Whirlpool products and all other corporations, General Motors, the whole works. We must continue to stand and fight for what's right. Black people and poor whites must begin to organize the cities for control by the people against exploitation. Exploitation and racism do not only exist in this nation's foreign policy, but right here in the streets of Benton Harbor, Michigan, Chicago, Illinois, New York, New York, and Detroit, Michigan. Let another world be born. Let a second generation full of courage issue forth. Let a race of men and women now rise up and take control. Oh, my friend, if there is any one thing we must see today, it is that these are revolutionary times. All over the global world, men and women are revolting against the old system of exploitation and oppression. And out of the wounds of a frail world, a new system of justice and equality must be born. They are rising up as never before. I speak out against the corruption, not in anger, but with anxiety and sorrow in my heart. And above all, with a passionate desire to see our beloved country stand as a moral example of the world. I believe that the unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality. That is why right now, temporary defeat is stronger than evil triumph. It is not one thing, it is everything. Any injustice to any human being is injustice to all of us. Knowledge is the light. The lack of knowledge is darkness. United we stand, divided we fall. I tell you, I'm here sitting in Coldwater Prison, they call it the penitentiary itself, and I was sent here by the judge, Sterling Sharrock, with absolutely not one shred of evidence to say that I did anything wrong. I'm an innocent man, and nobody would believe that justice is this blind. But we the people must take a stand. We must stand up for what we think is the right thing to do. We must go forward. It is our constitutional duty to hold all, not some, all elected officials that go for the judges, the prosecutors, senators, even the president of these United States. We must hold them all accountable for their inaction and action of wrongdoing. And we need to do that now. We need to stand up and say no more. And I want to thank Mamiya because he has inspired me. I know right now that he's ill, and I'm going to be praying for him personally. He has inspired me to make sure that I stand up for what's right. And I really, really want to thank him. I want everybody to know that we love him. We love him here in Coldwater, Michigan. We love him in the city of Benton Harbor, Detroit, Chicago. We love him. And we want to make sure that we stay and stay prayed up. But also, what I would like for everybody to do to help us stop all this corruption, I'd like for them to call the Attorney Grievous Commission located in Detroit, Michigan, and talk to a Ruth Ann Stevens. Her number is 313-961-6585. That's 313-961-6585. And tell her that Michael Seppick is corrupt and he needs to be investigated. Not only for the Reverend Pinckney trial, but for so many travesties that he has performed in our city. So we need your help, and we need everybody calling. I know it might be difficult, but we want people to call all around the world to call this number, 313-961-6585, and that's for Ruth Ann Stevens. She's at the Attorney Grievance Commission. So we need your help. I just want to thank everybody out there for supporting us and making sure that we can get this thing done. Let's do it. And Mamiya, please get well. We love you. We love you. We love you.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.